Good morning and welcome to Emmett Audio episode 220. I realize that the reason that I say the number is so that it helps me remember what it is when it comes time to type in the number in the title. If I don't say it, I won't remember it because I look it up right before I start talking, and there's no way to really look at it easily after I'm done talking before I post. So it's episode 220. We went over to my grandma's apartment for dinner last night with some extended relatives who were visiting, and we had Chinese food. And at the end of the dinner, we were talking about chopsticks, and my grandma, who has never learned how to use chopsticks and always says that she couldn't possibly learn, was sitting right next to me, and I said, "All right, I'm going to show you right now." And I made her, I have a thorn in my toe. Wow, that was painful. I'm going to show you. And we got some chopsticks, and I said, "Okay, here, hold the bottom chopstick like this between the space between your thumb and forefinger, and then it's braced with your thumb in the middle, and then, you know, the tip of your ring finger here, and then the your thumb sticks up and it pinches between your your fore and middle finger." And she was able to do it, and she was amazed. And she had this story about herself her entire life that she couldn't possibly use chopsticks. And all it took was someone breaking it down for her in tiny detail and rearranging her hand a couple of times, and she just got it. And I wonder how many times we have stories like that about ourselves, that I can't do this, I can't do that. And it's not that we can't, it's that we haven't had it explained to us in a way that was minute enough that we could actually do it. And the person trying to teach us didn't understand it well enough to communicate it to us in a way that worked. Because I swear to you, it took me a minute to teach my 94-year-old grandmother how to use chopsticks for the first time in her life. She had the story about herself that she could never use chopsticks, and in a minute she went from not being able to use chopsticks to marveling at how easy it was to use chopsticks. So if you've got a story about yourself that you're no good at something, that it's for other people and not for you, it might be that you just haven't had it taught to you in the right way. You haven't had it explained to you in the right way. You haven't read about it in the right way. You haven't had it broken down for you in the right way. Many things in life are simple when you break them down properly. And that's what I did with her. I said, "Look, we're going to take just the bottom one. It's going to rest here, here, and here. And then we're going to take the top one, and you're going to hold it here and here. Nope, don't do it that way. Shift this back. Make sure that the tip of the finger is on there." And boom, just like that, it was done. But what that required, was someone able to look at what they were doing in a minute way and then communicate that. So I guess this is also important to think about if you're a teacher. If you're struggling to teach people, it might be that you're not that you're a level too deep, that you need to back up and pull things apart one more level and say, "Look at how you're holding your hand. Look at how you're holding your elbow. Look at how you're holding this. Look at how you're holding that. Think about this. Think about that." And you can't expect somebody to put pieces together that they don't have. And a lot of times, for instance, with carving, people come to carving I see it all the time. There are people who come to carving with innate tool sense, and there are people who come to carving without innate tool sense. And I teach those people in different ways. Because the people with innate tool sense, you can hop over a bunch of things. Somebody who's already into spoon carving, you can hop over a bunch of things. Somebody who's never done anything, you've got to actually break down every last detail. And that's it. 94 years old, not too old to learn how to use chopsticks.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.